today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salamu alaikum. So welcome on this special day. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. On a special occasion, today is Mab'ath. So Mab'ath Mubarak. Mab'ath is a day of Ba'atha, which means selection of Prophet Muhammad by Allah for guidance of people. Congratulations on this big Eid.
عليك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام
Today, Saturday, is the 27th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, we offer our congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. Prophet Muhammad was chosen as messenger of Allah at the age of 40 in the Hira cave in Mount Nur, close to Mecca. The first verses of the Quran, Surah 96, were revealed to him on that day. The Ba'atha, according to Shia point of view, was the beginning of Islam. Before the mission of Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, began, most people of that region were idol worshippers, while divine religions had some followers in different places of that region. However, after the beginning of the mission of the Prophet, Islam expanded and idol worshipping was wiped away from Hijaz. The Ba'atha has a very remarkable position among Muslims. It actually is the beginning point of Islam, the religion that in its early years had few followers and difficult circumstances and later expanded to the whole world and attracted numerous hearts. The beginning of all of that crucial change was the Ba'atha. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, dear Shia, dear Sunnis, congratulations on this great Eid, Ba'atha, the day of selection of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, by Allah for guidance of people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters. In this show, we are going to talk about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the Holy Quran says, certainly you have in the Apostle of God an excellent exemplar. For he who hopes in God and the latter day and remembers God much. This is chapter 33, verse 21. May God's greetings be upon him who was the selected superior and the best of pious human beings, and the greetings of the angels upon the faithful. To end this show, I'd like to narrate an invaluable tradition of the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his honored family. In the Holy Quran, there is a verse closely related with the tradition of the cloak. And stay in your houses, and do not display your finery like the displaying of the ignorance of gore. And keep up prayer, and pay the poor due that is zakat, and obey God and His Apostle. God only desires to keep away the uncleanliness from you, O people of the house, and to purify you a thorough purifying. This is chapter 33, verse 33. This verse is famous as the Ayatul Tathir, and it is closely related with the tradition of the cloak. This is the tradition that I'm going to refer to. One day, the Holy Prophet ﷺ came to the house of his daughter Fatima and told her that he was very tired and asked her to cover him with his cloak as she was covering the Apostle of God. His face lit up and shone like the full moon. After a while, Imam Hassan alayhi salam came to the house and said that he could smell the fragrance of his grandfather. Fatima salam alayha said that he was resting under the cloak. Hassan greeted the Holy Prophet. Imam Hassan alayhi salam greeted the Holy Prophet and asked his permission to come under the cloak. The permission was granted. Similarly, Hussein, Ali, and Fatima, after greeting him and receiving permission from the Apostle of God, went under the cloak. Fatima sallallahu alayha said that when they say the Ahlul Bayt gathered under the cloak, Almighty God said, "Let it be known to you, may angels and those who are in the heavens, that I swear by my honor and might that I have not created the heavens and the earth and what are in them, but only out of love for the five honorable ones who are under the cloak." Jibreel asked God who was under the cloak. God informed him that they were the people of the house of the apostle.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
In this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we look at the morals and behavior of Allah's last messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah, who was born in 570 AD in the city of Mecca. Muslims are advised to follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad in all aspects of life. In order to follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, we need to know the personality characteristics of him. The Prophet Muhammad taught to love, kindness, and compassion to his people and was seen to be the most loving, kind, and compassionate of all of them. Holy Prophet Muhammad is regarded as the noblest prophet of all due to his great character. There never was anyone like Prophet Muhammad whose life has been recorded in such accurate detail, and also there never was anyone in history like the Holy Prophet Muhammad whose exemplary needs are so closely followed in their daily lives by so many people from different countries and regions of this world to present day. Happy Eid! Today is Mab'ath. Mab'ath Mubarak!
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of
La ilaha illallah Muhammad. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله لا إله إلا
On the patience exhibited by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, is the face of difficulty. Throughout the period of his mission, the Prophet Muhammad experienced all manner of difficulty. Deniers and polytheists from among his own people insulted him most terribly, even calling him a magician or a madman. Others wanted to kill him and even a scheme to do so. Despite all that, the Prophet tried to teach people of all backgrounds and cultures about the Quran, and therefore about proper morality and good behavior. As is revealed in the verses of the Quran, some people had not the slightest idea of the basics of good manners, for which reason it never entered their minds that they might appall someone who possessed a superior morality. Prophet Muhammad displayed the greatest patience in his circumstances, turning to Allah and asking for his help in all situations and encouraging believers to patience and submission. In the Quran, Allah advises the Prophet to be patient despite the words of unbelievers. Listen to this verse. This verse is verse 39 from chapter Al-Qaf. So be patient in the face of what they say, and glorify your Lord with praise before the rising of the sun and before it sets. Again, that was in chapter Al-Qaf, verse 39. Mustafa, Mustafa,
Mustafa. The Prophet was known to be trustworthy, to the extent that even his enemies, they would trust him with their material belongings. Even his enemies. When people would ask who to keep their belongings and their possessions and their trust with, they would be pointed in the direction of the Prophet, peace be upon him. This was long before he began his prophetic mission, before he began his the revelations began, and he began his preaching and teaching. He was known as being trustworthy. And in fact, we find that this characteristic, trustworthiness, goes hand in hand with that of truth. Truth and trustworthiness go together, just as dishonesty, falsehood, and deceit, falsehood and betrayal and distrust go together. When we come to the Quran, we find that the Quran emphasizes the importance of maintaining our trusts, that we develop trustworthiness and integrity in our lives. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, God gives several characteristics of the successful believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are successful, and then God gives several characteristics of those who are successful believers. God says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who, when it comes to their trusts, when it comes to their promises and their vows, they fulfill them. They do not betray their trusts. They do not break their promises. Rather, they ensure that they fulfill their trusts and their promises. They safeguard both material and moral trusts. The Prophet, peace be upon him, long before he started his prophetic mission, he was known as As-Sadiq al-Amin. It is through these characteristics that people were attracted to the Prophet. That is, they accepted his mission because they knew that he was not one to deceive others. He was not one to lie to others. He was one that could be counted on in order to maintain trusts. He did not deceive others. He did not betray their trusts. And so this strengthened his position. It strengthened people's trust in him. And so they came to him and they accepted his mission.
Mustafa, Mustafa, Mustafa.
Dear brothers and sisters, again, we offer our congratulations to all dear Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world on this big and special occasion. Today is Mab'ath. Dear Muslims, Mab'ath Mubarak.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي